On Tuesday evening, Colorado Rising, the group behind Initiative 97, that's the initiative that would create a 2,500-foot buffer zone between oil and gas drilling sites and homes, schools, hospitals, drinking water sources, and other vulnerable areas, recorded a conversation in Denver in which Dan Fessler of Petition Connection LLC admits he was paid to stop circulating Initiative 97 and immediately leave Colorado. Colorado Rising has released that audio directly to KGNU, but before we get to that new development, let's recap some of the other unusual struggles Colorado Rising and Initiative 97 have encountered. Struggles dramatic enough for the New York Times to take notice last week and publish an article before this new audio was even recorded. For months, Colorado Rising has collected videos of their volunteers being harassed by people who are following them, usually with signs. Those people picket the volunteers that are trying to collect the 98,462 signatures required to get their setback initiative on the ballot. Thus far, there have been at least 80 reported cases of harassment. Here's a clip from a Colorado Rising video that shows some of these instances of harassment. You have to listen closely, but in this video, you can hear the people trying to keep the public from signing the petition. They're standing right next to the Colorado Rising volunteers.
Don't give this lady your info.
You want to sign to protect neighborhoods from racking?
He said don't sign. Yes, don't give them your info.
Yeah.
You're right. Don't give them your info. Save Colorado jobs. Don't sign.
You came all the way into Denver to try to find me?
Yeah.
Just to do this?
Let's get on the ballot that they can't drill next to our homes and schools.
Don't sign.
We're surrounded. Do you understand that this is intimidation? This is a violation of election law, folks.
Yeah. How much do they pay you?
No.
How much do they pay you?
No.
And again, that was an audio clip from a video produced by Colorado Rising. Colorado Rising also released all the raw harassment videos to KGNU, and after reviewing dozens of recordings, there were some obvious similarities between the people that showed up to disrupt the signature collection process. First, their messages are nearly identical. They yell, "Don't sign," "Don't trust this person with your info," or "Save Colorado jobs." And most of their very basic signs carry one of those three messages. The alleged harassers are almost all quite young and appear to be around high school age. They don't appear to be able to explain why they're opposed to the anti-fracking initiative. In multiple videos, the picketers seem to slip up and admit they are in fact not volunteers, but are being paid for their time. But the drama doesn't stop there. Just last week, Colorado Rising publicly announced the theft of roughly 15,000 signatures by Mike Salvaggio of Denver Action Partners LLC. The firm originally contracted to gather signatures for the campaign. Salvaggio and his firm left the state overnight with 7 boxes of petitions on July 18th. I spoke with Russell Mindell, Community Engagement Director for Colorado Rising, both about this new recorded buyout evidence, which we'll get to in just a minute, and about these stolen signatures. I asked Mindell to clarify any details surrounding these stolen signatures that are being neglected or underreported.
I think the most important thing for people to realize is that when those 15,000 signatures were taken, they were taken ransom. He wanted us to sign a contract that would waive him of liability. He claimed that he took them out of the state to process them, which is completely not true based on any of the communication that we had.
The petitions have been returned to Colorado Rising, but the drama surrounding the fracking setback initiative's fight to get on the ballot took yet another dramatic turn Tuesday evening. Again, here's Colorado Rising spokesperson Russell Mindell giving his telling of what happened in the audio we're about to play for you. He also provides a little bit more context.
So Colorado Rising has been contracted with a couple of different firms. The firm that people heard about with stole signatures, 15,000 signatures. That was the first firm that we were contracted with to collect signatures. The second firm that we were contracted with to collect signatures had some subcontractors underneath them to help us get the signatures we need to qualify for the ballot. And in Colorado, no initiative has ever made the ballot without paid signature gatherers. So one of these subcontractors abruptly left towards the beginning of the contract period. And originally, we heard there was some kind of emergency. He didn't show up with checks. And then all of a sudden, we heard that he was bought out by the other people who were working on the campaign. But we didn't have, you know, specific evidence of this. Yesterday evening, we were in the office in Denver and saw Ken Fessler, who is the subcontractor who we had been told was bought out. We went outside to talk with him and just started engaging in conversation with him. I was recording. He told us straight out that he took a buyout. He told us that he had been working, with the oil and gas industry. He mentioned a person called Tracy Taylor, who we'd heard was someone who was administering buyouts for the industry, and now works for Taylor Management, which is running the industry sanctioned initiative. So we don't have the exact. He admitted that he took a buyout. He actually told us that the people that bought him out asked for our signatures as well. They asked him to give us the signature. Give them the signatures that he had collected for Initiative 97 rather than giving it directly to the proponents. When we said PacWest, he said, oh, well, you know, I can't really talk about who it is. And then we said Protect Colorado. And he didn't deny or affirm that it was Protect Colorado. Protect Colorado is basically a front group that was created by Anadarko Petroleum and Noble Energy. They sort of joined together to create Protect Colorado in 2016, specifically to oppose the ballot initiative for setbacks. So Protect Colorado has always been the organization that's working against these initiatives. Basically whenever we said, I would say on the recording, the Protect Colorado said they wanted our signatures. And he just kind of went along with it. He didn't deny it at all. He just was like, yeah, you know. And so he didn't necessarily say that it was Protect Colorado, but he certainly didn't deny it on the recording. And so it was shocking to have him admit it so just casually without like a thought that this is extremely unethical.
So now we want you to hear it for yourself. This is Dan Fessler of Petition Connection LLC admitting that he was paid to stop circulating Initiative 97 and immediately leave Colorado. These are clips from the full recording.
So did they offer you money to leave the state, or did they just say...
Or did they threaten you?
Nobody's threatened me.
Okay. You know what they're doing. They're going around buying people.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
It was like, nice check. I'm going to go take a vacation or whatever.
Yeah.
So they paid. Was it enough? Was it worth it? I mean, I don't know what they gave you.
It was enough. What's that?
They offered to pay you for our packets, for the packets that your circulators had collected?
They said that they wanted to have them turned in so that they can be the ones giving them to you. I said no.
Protect Colorado said they were going to give them to us, yeah, even though they have harassers out on the street that are protesting our initiative.
I'm sure they were really going to have it in good faith.
All I can say is that
I insisted that they go to Hiram.
Okay.
You know, I was doing some stuff through Tracy Taylor, you know.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
They're the people that offer to buy out everyone, right? Tracy Taylor, they call everyone and offer to buy them out.
I was just going to go home.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't want to have anything to do with anything anymore.
Yeah.
So basically, my hands are clean because what I did, and I insisted to everybody, I said, there's no way I'm going to do anything but give everything to you guys, which was through Hiram.
Yeah.
And technically, the very moment I signed off on that, where they were telling me just go home, you know, I told them, I said, there's still stuff coming through that I'm responsible for. And they wanted me to be hands off of it immediately.
Is this really common too? Is this just something that happens all the time? Like, people are bought out.
I've heard of it happening. It's the first time anybody approached me on it.
Did they offer you more money to give them the signatures?
To what? No.
No. They just said, hey, while
we'll
you're out leaving the state.
No, they just said, you know, you can give them to us. We'll give it to them, you know. I'm being paid to get a job done. That's what my company's paid for.
Sure.
And so it is a different environment. But I can tell you this, it broke my heart because when I met you guys, I can really see the passion that you guys have. And I really, you know, it was one of the toughest decisions I made to say, you know, I'm going to have to walk away from this.
Well, I do but hope it was worth it.
It was worth it for me.
Colorado Rising is currently collecting buffer signatures before the deadline for submitting signatures Monday, August 6th. They want to make sure they have enough signatures to replace any that are thrown out because of mistakes. Colorado Rising has begun a new program to pay citizens to collect ballot signatures. You can find out more and get involved by going to corising.org. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.